thank you to Seth again. They want to get him in YU Torah, so now this is a debut in YU Torah, I guess. That's Shkoyach for last night. The recording started. I'm not sure if it was your debut. It could have been another one before also. Okay. Well, tonight's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We got, you guys got to last night a few lines down. Two dots, is that correct? Elu Mamados? Fine. Elu Mamados, Lefi, Shenemar, Tzavitz, Bnei Yisrael, Chulei. Quote from the Mishnah, my Kamar. What exactly was the Mishnah saying? Hachi Kamar. Elu Hein Mamados, the following are the Mamados. Matam Tiknu Mamados. What was the reason why they had set up these different Mamados? Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Lefi, Shenemar, Tzavitz, Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Alehem. Esh Karbani Lachmi, Lishai. That we're commanded that everyone has to bring a carbon tzibur, a carbon tamid every single day twice. How could it be that there's going to be a carbon that's going to be brought on my behalf, on each of our behalves, and no one's standing over it? There's a din you have to be standing on top of your own carbon. So therefore, Hiskinu Nevi'im Harishonim Esim Varba Mishmaus. The earlier Nevi'im, the first set of Nevi'im, had established 24 different posts. Called Mishmar Mishmar Hayamayim Bishlaim Shakwan Vishalavim Vilsha Yisraelim. And each mam, each week, there's a different group of people, Kwanim, Levim, Yisraelim, doing their part. He gives Mar Mishmar when their post, when it was their turn to go up, La'alos Kwanim Levim Ola Lishlaim. So when it was their time to go, so then the Yisraelim would stay in their city and in the location in their local shul and read Kriyas HaTorah like we saw in the Mishnah yesterday. And the Kohanim Levim would ascend to Yerushalayim, which I think means to the Har Bayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, in order to perform their duties respectively. Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Esen Varbad Mishmaros, the 24 different Mishmaros, Be'eretz Yisrael, V'shem Esrei B'Yericho, 12 of them were in Yericho, and Shem Esrei B'Yericho, if there are 12 in Yericho, Nefesh L'tuva, that's 36, and 24 plus 12. Ella, Shteim Esrei Mehen B'Yericho, 12 of them were in Yericho. So, Giz Manha Mishmar La'alos, so now it came for the particular family's week to do the Mishmaros, Chatzia Mishmar Haya Olam Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Half them would come from different places of Eretz Yisrael, they would go ascend to Yerushalayim. The Chatzia Mishmar, the other half, Hayaola Miricho, there's a Girsa, Meiricho, Liricho, unclear what's going on here. But let's just assume for now the Girsa in front of us, half would come from Yericho. Kedei Shispeku Mayim Umazon Lachem Shebushalayim. So again, unclear the different Girsos here, the Machlokis, Rashi and others, what's going on here. But let's look at what Rashi says here. Rashi says, five, six narrow lines down, Hachi Garsinan, Hegiu Zaman HaMishmar, Chatzia Mishmar Ola Liyushalayim. The Chatzia Mishmar Ola Liyricho. They would split up. 12 would go to, or half would go to the Yerushalayim, half would go to Yericho. Why? Kedei Shispeku Mayim Mazon Lachem Shebushalayim. They go to Yericho in order to bring food to their brothers in Yerushalayim. Kolomar, Ketet Hayu Yud Beis B'Yericho. The Gemar wants to know, how are there 12 Mishmaros in Yericho? So Kishagi Zman HaMishmar La'alosh Yerushalayim B'Shabbos Mischalkim Anshe Mishmar. The Mishmar would split up. Chetzion Holchin Lirushalayim LaAvoda. Half would go to the Avoda. Chetzion Holchin Liricho Hasemuchol Lirushalayim, which was not too far from Yerushalayim. Umesakin Shamayim Mazon Lachem. They would go because it must have been big marketplaces that were there, and they collected food and drink. And I guess it seemed they would bring it back to their brothers in Yerushalayim. That's what took place. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kohanim Levim Yisrael, Me'makvin Es HaKarbon. That both Kohanim Levim and Yisrael are all Me'akev on the carbon. If these Mamados were not taking place, is Me'akev. Rashi says, Ma'akvin is a carbon im ein mamad mekulan bishlaim. If there was not a maimed from all three of them, it would prevent the carbon from taking place. And there's a masnisa, says the Gemara now, Tana Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kwanim levim ukleshir ma'akvin is a carbon. They add klishir on the list. They ignore Yisrael, probably part of the gear cells here. Probably some changes here. No, I'm not seeing any changes in that. But either way, they add klishir, the instruments. That's ma'akvin is a carbon. But my commitment, what's a machlokas, whether klishir is makev? So this is a machlokas that appears in sukkah as well. That's where the ikar sukkahs are in sukkah and erchin. Ma savar, mar savar ikar shira bepeh. One opinion thinks that the ikar songs were saying by the mouths, by the levim themselves, and the klishir was simply there to enhance it, but the klishir was not makev. So that's why the first opinion, Shmuel, says only kohanim levim v'yisraelim are makev, but klishir are not. But Mar Savar, the Brisa, which listed Klishir, Savar Iker Shira B'Kli. No, the primary form of the Shir that was taking place in the Beis HaMikdash by the Karbanos was through the instruments. And it was the singing of the Levim. The singing enhanced the Klishir, but the Klishir was really the Iker. So that's what Machlokas. Is Klishir the Iker, or is Shira B'Peh the Iker? So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Amar Rav Moshe Tikan Lehem Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe was Masakin ready in his time that there were 8 Mishmaros, Arba Melazar, Arba Mitamar, so 4 from each. But Shmuel came along and Vehemidin Mal Sheshes, right? He's now added, he doubled it to 16. Uba David Vehemidin Al Esim Varba. Now he added another 8, where he split up in a different way. There's a total of 24. Shinamar, what's the support for this? So Gemara quotes a pasuk: "B'shnas arba'im l'malchus David, the 40th year of David's reign, nidreshu v'yimtzu behem gibur echayil beyizar gilad." They found these soldiers in this particular location. So it's derived from here. There's no mention of 24. So let's see. There's no Gemara here. There's no Rashi rather here. But I believe that the previous pasuk was describing the 24 mishmaros. Let's see. What do they say here? Oh, I need to turn the page here for the Masifta. Yeah. So they explain here that the Sukkim previous to this in Divrei Yomim was listing many of the all 24 Mishmaros. And when were these 24 Mishmaros instituted? They were during the 40th year of David's reign. So we see from here that David was the one who made it to 24 Mishmaros. Asks the Gemara Meisive, Moshe Tikan Lem Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe made 8. That's consistent. Arba Melazar Arba Misamar. But David Ushmuel Vehemidim Al Shesrim Arba. Now David and Shmuel came together and created 24. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Hema Yasa David Shmuel Haroa Bamunasam. So we said before there were two stages. First Shmuel made 16, and then David made 24. But now this pasuk says they made it 20. They jumped from 8 to 24 all in one shot. So the Gemara says Hachi Kamar Miyisoda Shadavid Shmuel Haramasi Hamidim Al Esim Varba. Not to say that they did this together, but from the aggregate of what they each created on their own, Shmuel to 16 and David to 24. In the end of the day, it was a total of 24 that was attributed to both Shmuel and David, even though it took place in two separate stages. It was overall attributed to both them as a unit.
Couldn't have been Shmuel in the year of David's reign, because
Shmuel wouldn't have reigned. Exactly, that's true. That itself could have been a difficulty. Gemara could have asked that. It couldn't be that they did it together. So that could be like the Gemara says, could have asked that question, Hava Matzah L'Memar as well, but they asked another question. Yeah, granted. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tani Idach, there's another Bryce that says, then Moshe, Tikan Len Lisrael Sheish Yisrael Mishmaros, Moshe really made 16 Mishmaros, not 8, 16. Shemona Melazar, Shemona Meisamar, Uch Sherabu B'nei Elazar Al B'nei Isamar, when the children of Elazar increased more so than the children of Isamar, Chalkum Vamidim Al Esim Varba. Then Moshe Rabbeinu himself made a total of 24. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, is a pasuk that also appears in Divrei Yamim. It says, Vayimatsu Bnei Elazar Rabim L'Rashay Gibarim Min Bnei Isamar. They're Rabim, they're more Bnei Elazar than they were of Bnei Isamar. And it continues to explain in the pasuk, Vayichalkum L'Bnei Elazar Roshim L'Veis Avos Shishasar U'L'Bnei Isamar L'Veis Avosam Shmona. So there are 16 attributed to Elazar and 8 that were coming from Isamar. And we see that there are 24. That goes back to already the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Divrei Yomim is going back to say what Moshe Rabbeinu had accomplished. V'omer. And there's another pasuk that supports this as well. The pasuk says also in Divrei Yomim, it says, Beis Av Echad Ochaz L'Elazar. There was another Beis Av that was handed over to Elazar. So starting from the beginning, Elazar had 8. So now he's given an Ochaz, another one. That's another 8. That total is 16. And Achaz, Achaz, Lisamar. But Isamar, the way they're understanding this is, he held on to his initial Achaz. He had 8 before, and he still has 8 now. So this is a second pasuk that indicates that Elazar had 16 Mishmaros, and Isamar had only 8 Mishmaros. So Gemara wants to know, my V'omer, what is that exactly is the need? Whenever you have a V'omer in the Braisa, when they bring a second pasuk, that means there was a certain deficiency in the first pasuk. There was a question in the first pasuk. What was that question? V'chitema, if you're going to say, Kihecha de Nafisha b'nei Elazar, b'hachinami Nafisha b'nei Samar. Maybe when the pasuk says, V'yimsu b'nei Elazar rabim, maybe it means just like b'nei Elazar had increased in population, so too maybe b'nei Samar also increased in population. So the Gemara says, I'm not really sure that question. It seems pretty clear from the Pesukim that it was only Elazar that increased, not Isamar. Let's see, Rashi says, Rashi explains here, maybe initially, see Maiva Omer and the Rashi three wide lines down? Maiva Omer, B'chitema, maybe you're going to say that initially, Meikara Havu Dalad Elazar V'dali Samar. We're assuming there was 8 and 8 initially. Maybe it's not true. Maybe there's originally 4 and 4, and then maybe Elazar increased so much that he jumped from 4 to 16, and Allah and Isamar increased a little bit from 4 to 8. So there's no proof from this pasuk that they start off both at 8 and 8. It could have been really 4 and 4 initially. So therefore, we have to bring the second pasuk to tell me, says the Gemara now. Therefore, Tashma, let me read the Gemara, I skipped a line in the Gemara. V'chitei makiyecha d'nafisha b'nei Elazar, hachnami nafisha b'nei Isamar. They both increased in population. Shmona mikara arbahavu. Maybe Isamar. Shmona mikara arbahavu. Maybe it was really initially there was only 4 from each, not 8 from the beginning. So that's why we need Tashma, the second pasuk, which says, Beis av echad ochaz l'Elazar, for achaz achaz li Isamar. So therefore, this pasuk is clear that Isamar had achaz. He took another achaz, rather Elazar took another achaz. He had doubled from his initial achaz, initial achiza. His initial amount doubled from 8 to 16. And Isamar held on to that 8. Now he didn't increase at all. So either way, this is a tiyuf to the Rav Chama Bar Gurya, because he said initially that Moshe only made 4 and 4. And this, Raisha tells us that was 8 and 8 initially. So Gemara answers, Amar l'cha Ravi Rav Chama Bar Gurya Tanahi, to really machlokis Tanahim. When Moshe, did Moshe make 4 and 4? Did he make 8 and 8? V'ana Damri, and he said, I personally hold, ki hai da tana damar shona. I hold like the Braisa that says it really start off as 8 and 8, not as 4 and 4.
Who's saying that?
Right, exactly. Can't be Rami Chama, because he held as really 4 and 4. So who's speaking in that line? Let's see. It looks like there might be some gears to change here also. Right, others have a different gear, so that it should really be Rav Chista, apparently. Rav Chista was saying this. Because it couldn't be Rav Chama, like you're pointing out, because Rav Chama held as really 4 and 4 initially, not 8 and 8 initially. I think that's what's going on here. Okay, well, good. The Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, and the Braisa says, Arba Mishmaros Alu Min HaGola. There were 4 Mishmaros that returned back from Golus. Rashi says, Bai Sheni. And they returned back with Ezra, and the remaining 20 stayed back in Babel. Who were these 4 Mishmaros that returned back? So the Gemara says, they were Eluhain, Yedaya, Charim, Pishchor, V'Imer. These were the 4. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim, so the Nevi'im had stood between them, V'Chalkum, and divided these 4 families into 24. V'Amidim Al Esim V'Arba, Balam, they mix them together, V'Nosim V'Kalpin, they place them in a little box, a container, like we have that. There's a parak in Yuma called Tarf B'Kalpi. It's when the Kohen Gadol had placed the Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel, these tickets in the Kalpi, in the box. It was only big enough to stick 2 hands in, nothing more. And he pulled out whatever is in hand. Usually the way it was supposed to be is that Sar Lashem was in the right hand and Sar Lazazel was in the left hand. That's called the Tarf B'Kalpi. They shook the box. So Kalpi is a little box. So they split all these people up, 24, and they put all the different names in the box. And then Ba Yudaya, the Yudaya came along, and Natal Chelko, V'chelek Chaverov, Shesh. So he came along, he took his chelek, and the chelek of his friend, and there was a total of 6. And whichever names he picked out became part of his party, because now each of the 4 had to really split up to 6. He had to have his chazocha to 6 chalakim. So he took his part, and then 6 people came along with him. And then, hold on 1 second here. The Bacharim Benat Achelka V'Chelak Chaverav Sheish V'Chein Pishchar V'Chein Imar V'Chein Hisnu Nevim Shebeneim Shafilu. Let's read. Ignore that. Rosh Mishmaros Ola Lo Yitcha Yedaya Mimkomo Al Yedaya Iker read. I guess now V'Yoyadav Tafelo. So since Yedaya had came. He came first. So even if, let's say, later on in history, it seems that, let's say, one of the other Mishmaros were to return back from Bavel, you're never going to be Oker Yedaya from his place, because he was Zocha from the fact that he came back, he was Zocha to this. If you just look at Rashi, 5 lines down or so, Rashi said, narrow lines down, Rashi says, Lo Yidche Yedaya, Hol V'mitchila Lo Ala Yehoyarev, since Yehoyarev didn't return back, Elakol Mishmaros HaNasas Miyedaya, Kodmos Levoda Lehoyarev. So therefore, Yedaya and all those he picked with him come prior to Yehoyariv from returning back. He was able to go after them at some point, but he can never uproot the first 6 of Yedaya. So let's say Yehoyariv would return back. So we do knock off the 6th one, it seems like. Yehoyada will return to one of his posts, but he's not going to knock off the first five of Yudaya. That's what's coming out here. Yudaya was zocha to the first five since he returned back. And seemingly all the other three also would have been zocha to five of their six that they chose. Okay, the Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah of Yisrael, Shabosa, Mishmar, Miskanten, Bahrain, Vikarn, Bemaisa, Bracious. All the Yisraelim of their Mishmar would go to their local shuls and read from Maisa Bracious on their day of the Mishmar. Minahan Emila, how do you know this to be true? Amar of Yaakov Baracha, Amar of Asi, El Mali, Mamados, Lonis Kaimu, Shemaim Varet. Had not been for the Mamados, the world would not be in existence. How do we know this? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayomar Shem Elokim, Bima'ida Ki Rishena. So Amar Avram, Avram says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Shema Yisrael Chotin Lefanecha. So maybe my children are going to sin, and they're not going to be zochet Eretz Canaan. Ata osel lahem kedura mabel. You're going to do what you did to Dura Mabel or kedura aflaga. You're going to destroy them, spread them out throughout the world. How do I know that they're going to be zochet b'ma'ida? How will I know ki yirshana that they're actually going to inherit Eretz Canaan? Amalei lav amar lefana of ribono shalom hodiyanu b'ma'irshana. So he says, did I say to you again? Amarle lav amar lefanav ribono shalom hodienu b'ma'irishan. Did I not say to you? Tell me, what am I going to be yorishin? So he explains back. Amarle kicha li egla mishuleshes veiz mishuleshes v'gomer. The pasuk tells us the brispein and basarim. He tells Avram to take all the different animals, split them up, walk through the fires, walk through the different animals, and that's how he knows that he's going to be zocha. So through the karbanos, in essence, what Akash Baruch Hu was telling him, through the karbanos, that's how they're going to be zocha to it. So to being Yorish Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, this all makes sense. Amar Lefanov, Ribono Shalom, Tinach, Bezman, Shebeis, and Megdash Kayim. This all makes sense while they're bringing karbanos. What's going to be Bezman, Shein, Beis, and Megdash Kayim? Matei Olem, what's going to be with them? They have no Zechuyos anymore. Amar Lem, so he says, Kfar Tekanti Lem, Seder Karbanos. I already had established for you the Seder Karbanos to say them. Bizman shekorim bahem lefanai, when they read it in front of me, male ani aleim, I'm going to consider ki'ilu krivum as if they're bringing it lefanai. Vani mocha lehem al ko'af, what I'm saying, by simply reciting karbanos, it's as if they're actually bringing karbanos. Huge, this is huge. This is why we say karbanos. It's ki'ilu we're being makriv of the karbanos. The Gemara also appears similar to Gemara at the end of Menachos about this as well. Now some say, is it enough to simply recite them, or do you have to actually understand? Is it about learning them, or is it about actually reciting them? Some say simply reciting them without understanding would be enough. Pashas is that you have to actually understand what you're saying. It's supposed to be a din elimina Torah of learning them, and when you say them and then karbanos in the morning, as you understand what you're reading, that's how it's ki'ilu your makriv of them. But others again say simply the kriya alone is sufficient. Taner Ban, the Braisa tells us, Anshe Mishmar, Hayu Mispalin al Karban Acheim. So the Anshe Mishmar would daven on the Karban of their friend, that should be accepted. That should be accepted, fine. So the Gemara says, referring to the Tamidim, Rashi says. So then it says, Shishkaba Brasan Anshe Mamed, Miskantin the Beis HaKnesses. Anshe Mamed, the Yisraelim, would go to the shuls, Vyoshrin. Arba Tainios would fast 4 days, B'sheni, B'shabbat, B'shlishi, B'rvi, B'chamishi. Monday through Thursday they would fast. B'sheni, they would fast al yorde hayam, on those who go out to sea, the sailors. B'shlishi, al holchei midbaros, those who are traveling through deserts. B'rvi, al achsachra, shlotipa, al tinokos, a certain type of disease of some sort that would make people, they would choke, not be able to breathe well. And al chamishi, al overus aminikos overus shelo yiplu benikos sheina kus benem, that the pregnant lady should not miscarry, and then the women who are nurse should be able to nurse the children. Uber Shabbos lo hayu masanin, they wouldn't fast on Friday though. Bibne kavod Shabbos, so you should not enter into Shabbos when you're uncomfortable. You want to be not full when you start Shabbos, but you also want to be comfortable, not uncomfortable. Kavachomer b'Shabbos atzman, certainly on Shabbos itself they wouldn't fast as well. And Be'echa b'Shabbos my time alone. So then, why wouldn't they fast on Sunday? Sunday would be a good day to fast. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei hanotzim, because the Christians they had a special holiday on that day. We didn't want to make any special. Rashi says, right? She'osim osa yom tov shalahem. It's a yom tif, so we don't want to make anything special on Sunday either. We don't want to participate in anything that they're doing, even though fasting would seemingly be different than celebrating the yom tif.
They would. Tiny would be on the yin because they're making a yantiv and you're fasting, so you're making fun of us.
I would be concerned that it would be upset at us. Now that we're celebrating the yantiv, we're doing the complete opposite of what they're doing, then they'd be upset at us. So because of that, the scare of the notes, and we dafka didn't fast. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Bibne Shu Shlishi Liatsira. Since it was the third day of creation, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Shlishi Liatsira, the Adam Nivra Biyom Shishi. We know Adam Rishon was created on the sixth day. Ubechel Yom Shlishi Havichalish. The klal is the third day, people are sick, they're weak. Kedichse Vahi Bayom Ashishi Bayosim Koavim. He's talking about what story is this passage referring to? The bris, which case though? Shem, right, Shem, exactly, Dina, they gave them all bris milah, they're all weak on the third day. We know that that's also Avram Avinu on the third day was also very, very, he was recovering as well. So, third day of creation, or third day of any surgery, is going to be very, very challenging. So the third day of creation of Adam, it was weak, we don't have the strength to fast.
This is still going on Echa B'Shabbos though?
Yes, it's still going on Echa B'Shabbos, right. Because right, Friday is day one, Shabbat is day two, and Sunday would be day three. So even though we are not being recreated, in essence there is something deeper that we are almost being recreated each week. We celebrate, I said, why do we light the Havdalah candle Matzah Shabbos? What's the reason the Gemara Pesachim says?
First time.
The birthday. So what do you mean? We celebrate birthdays once a year, annually a birthday. It's not once a week. So we see each week there is some concept of renewing the creation of the world every single week. That's why we celebrate the weekly birthday of the fire. So also this is some idea as well. Every Sunday was the birthday of the weekly birthday of Adam's overcoming his third day of being created. Reish Lakish Amar Mipnei Neshami Yisera. Because in Neshami Yisera that we just lost Matzah Shabbos. The Amar Reish Lakish Neshami Yisera Nisna Baba Adam Erev Shabbos. We receive this special, this extra Neshama B'Matzah Shabbos. No, Linosa, it's taken away from us, Mimenu, and Matzah Shabbos. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Shavas Vayinefash, Kevin Sheshavas, once you rest, Voy of the Nefesh, when Shabbos is over, we lose this extra Nefesh, we lose this extra Neshama. There's a very important Rashi, how we define what Neshama Yisera is. Big Machokas Yisera, Rashi here in Tainus is very important, and what he writes in Beit is also very important. So what he writes here is, Neshama Yisera, Shemarchivin Daito Lachidu Vashasir. It's a very Gashmik type of Neshama Yisera. No Ruchnis at all. All Gashmis, in order to allow you to have a more of an appetite to eat and drink more. Others say, it might be Rashi and Beit, I don't remember, it could be Meiri, I'm not remembering exactly. They say it's more about a Ruchnis type of Neshama Yisera. According to this stuff on the side, I assume, no? No one sees anything
there?
Here we go, right? So Simcha is already, that's not Gashmis, right? That's a level of, some level of Ruchnis. But there's also, not a Miri? Okay, whatever. This is... Okay, so this Rashi is very important. The Rashi in Beit is very important. So this is a discussion. What exactly is the Neshama Yisera there for? Gemara now says, Tudats, B'yomarishon Bereshis Vayirakia. Sunday they would read Bereshis Vayirakia. Tana, the Raita tells us that Bereshis Bishnaim. So they read Bereshis. How many Pesukim are in the Parsha Bereshis itself, those first few Pesukim? I think there are five of them, right? They have it back here. Probably don't break it up the way it should be broken up. But either way, they broke it up in two psukim, two aliyahs rather. Bereshit was two aliyahs. And Hirakia was Becha, that's one aliyah for the Hirakia part. Bishma Hirakia Becha, Tlasa Psukhava. The Parsha of Hirakia is three psukim, so that works to be one aliyah. We know one aliyah has to be, we learned Megillah last time around. So each aliyah has to have at least three psukim, so that's fine. Elabreshit, Bishnaim. But how could you read Bereshit, that first few psukim, as two aliyahs? Chamisha psukavin, it's only five psukim. And akori b'torah, al yifchos migimel psukim. And when you read an aliyah, you have to read at least three psukim. So how do you break five aliyahs up, rather five psukim up, into two aliyahs? And obviously the math doesn't work out. You don't have three and three to make two separate aliyahs. You only have five psukim. You don't have six psukim. So what's the eitzah? So Rav Amar Doleg, Ushmu Amar Posek. Rav Amar Doleg, even though Doleg normally means to jump, Doleg here means to repeat. You repeat the third pasuk. So you read Aleph Beis Gimel for the first aliyah. And then, secondly, you do Gimel again, Dalet Hey, like what we do in Rosh Chodesh this morning. And Shmuel says, Posek, no. In Gimel, you read half the pasuk. You stop at the Esnachta. You read first two and a half psukim, and then you read the second two and a half psukim, and that's how you split it up. So what's the machlokas? It's the same exact Gemara we saw in Megillah as well. Rav Damar Doleg, Rav says you repeat the third pasuk over again. My time alo Amar Posuk. Why doesn't he say split up the pasuk in half like Shmuel said? Because it's a very important klal. Kesavar kol psuka de lo paskin Moshe on a lo paskin olay. any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not himself make an interruption, not make a pause, a period, we cannot stop either. This is a very important halacha. It comes up a lot of places. Al-Kain Beirach, we say, right before Kiddush. Many people say Al-Kain before a Kiddush. That's a half a pasuk. How are you allowed to do that? Yom HaShishi, how could you do that? There are many psukim. We only say half of the pasuk, and you have to explain why that is. If there's a klal called Psuka D'lo Paski Moshe, Anu Lo Paski Nami. So without getting involved in the other areas, but that's the reason why Rav was not willing to split the middle pasuk in half. He said better to say the full pasuk and then repeat it again for the second aliyah. Shmuel Amar, posuk. So Shmuel says, you can split the pasuk in half. Umi paskinon, are you allowed to really stop and split a pasuk in half? V'homer Rabbi Chanina karatzar gadol hayali. Aita Rabbi Chanina hagadol. V'hidili p'lipsok el tinoko shabbeis rabban. It was very difficult for him. And he was only allowed them to stop, make a psukim, make breaks in psukim, only to allow the children to understand better. If you break it up by word, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, Hashem says it's easier for them to understand than reading the whole pasuk seven words and then interpreting seven words in a row. So the only het there was for the children to understand easier. Hol Hislamid Asuyin, since it was only done for people to teach. And the Shmuel says, Hasam Mai Taima. My, what was the reason why he let them do that for the children to learn? Mishum to lefshir. It was impossible. They couldn't learn otherwise. Hachanami lefshir. So too here as well. It wasn't impossible. It was impossible also. You were stuck. You had five psukim to make two aliyahs out of five psukim. So since it was lefshir, he gave a heter to split the third pasuk in half. Ushmu amar posik. My time alo amar dolig. So why didn't he not allow, why didn't he hold a Rav's opinion? It seems to be a better answer to repeat the pasuk. Do a full pasuk, don't split it in half, and just repeat Gimel over again. So he says, Gzeira Mishma Nichnasin, the Gzeira Mishma Yotzin. What's the concern here? So a guy, let's say, comes into shul on time, but then he has to run out of shul. So he sees that they read three psukim. So he knows the parsha has only two psukim left. So now he leaves shul, and he thinks, oh, when I left, they probably read Levi has only two psukim, because only two psukim left in that parsha. Which is wrong. He didn't stay to hear that they actually repeated Pasuk Gimel again to have Gimel Dalet Hey. It was really three Psukim. He left too early to know. And in the other way, let's say the guy walks in late. He walks in just for Levi. So Levi, they start reading from Pasuk Gimel. They read Gimel Dalet Hey. So he assumes, oh, for Kohen, they probably read Aleph and Beis only. They only read two Psukim. Oh, so therefore you could probably read two Psukim for an Aliyah, and that's incorrect. So for that concern of people coming late, leaving early, he didn't want anyone to ever have to repeat a pasuk. Better to do a half a pasuk. That's Shmuel's opinion.
Then if somebody walked in the middle of the pasuk, you think he walked in the middle of the pasuk?
They walked in the middle of the pasuk. If you didn't hear the brach in the beginning,
you just think they read all
of it? Read. If the guy walks in, at what point? For
yeah,
Levi?
Pasuk, right after the guy says, I'm in, he starts laying.
Then half of the pasuk. So then he realizes that the guy beforehand read the first half of the pasuk for Kohen.
It would be as if it was two in the first. You'd think that they only read two in the first.
No, if you came in and they start reading,
maybe in the middle of the third pasuk.
So you thought he read two and a half also. The Kohen guy read the first two plus the first half of Gimel.
Why do you think that they only read two in the first?
No, because if I walked in and they started singing.
They just started laying, but I didn't know they just started.
I was saying, if you didn't know they just started, then you have no idea.
They started the second aliyah.
Right.
And you think they started 10 words ago at the beginning of the poem.
No, you just heard Amen, he said.
Right after the Amen, you walk in.
Oh, so then, no, then you have no idea. You could, you're saying if he...
Worry about the guy who walks in. So this is the guy who walks in, and maybe it gets you the same place.
I hear.
Also, you're going to walk in, you're going to hear Amen by he or, and taking it out of context. Let's say the first third Aliyah is by Yom Kimi he or, by he or. So you're going to stop by Yom Kimi he or. And that's in the pasuk. And next aliyah, a guy walks in by Eor, when suddenly it's like taking the words out of context.
In terms of that's another issue. Just the psukim they don't make any sense. Yeah. You're just having half a pasuk. That's another point as well. What David's pointing out is that let's say I walk in, I don't hear the amen. I walk in mamish, they get to half the pasuk, and I assume they probably read the first few words also part of the pasuk as well. That's most likely. So then I'm going to now make a second jump to also. They probably read only two psukim for the first aliyah.
So you're back where this, what he was
right. But maybe the point is that you're in your case scenario, it's two jumps. I first need to assume he read the beginning of this pasuk, and then I have to assume that the first guy, the Kohen guy, only read two psukim. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, let's go a little further. Meisive. Wasn't there Meisive somewhere? Where are we? Oh, there we go. Meisive, four lines up. Maybe the Gemara asks the question now. Parsha, so shisha psukim. Let's say I've got a parsha that has six psukim. Very easy. Korano sabashayim. Very easy. I split the parsha up into two different aliyahs, three and three. V'shel chamishi chamisha biyachid. If I have a parsha that's only five psukim, then I only have a yachid. I can only have one person read it. There's no way to split that up. V'im harishon koresh shlosha. Let's say it happens to be the kohen only reads three psukim. So then Asheni, the second guy, the Olevi, Koreshnai mi parsha zu, Vechar mi parsha acheres. He can read the remaining two psukim, and then he reads one pasuk from the next parsha. The Yeshomrim, Gimel. So the other opinion thinks, no, once he starts the next parsha, you have to go three psukim into the next parsha. Why? Because we have a klal that you can never begin a next parsha less than three psukim. You always have to go three psukim in to the parsha because of the concerns of the nichnasim and yotzim. But our concern right now is we had this scenario the Brisa said, if it's a five pasuk parsha, only one person is allowed to read it. Why? Why don't you use the eights of Rav and Shmuel and say, have two people do it? Repeat Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, or split Gimel in half, and that way you could have two different aliyahs within five psukim. So Gemara says, no, shiny hasim over there, the case where we said you can't split five psukim up, is a case to Islay Ravcha, where there's a lot more you can read. Rashi explains, top line of Chav Chesam and Aleph, Dislay Ravcha, Sheyachal Likros mi Parsha Acheres. There's plenty more psukim to read. You weren't limited. Aval Hacha, in the case of the Mamados, less the Ravcha, there's not much more you can read. You were limited what could be read on each day. So therefore, since we're stuck in the case of the Mamados, we're stuck with five psukim of Parshas Bereishis, the first five psukim, and that's why you have to start invoking the Eitzahs of both Rav and Shmuel independently, either to be Doleg or to be Posek. Okay, we'll stop here. This way we're going to do another daf now for the next half hour. Tempting? No?